Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hey, happy Easter. You got the Easter Bunny hippity-hoppy in his way to us this weekend for Easter. You know, we tried to start kind of an Easter tradition this week with Torture Tuesday and bobbing for bunnies. It was quite funny. If you've not seen the video, you get like a bunch of raw eggs, break them, put them in a bowl, and put chocolate bunnies in there. And then you bob for them like you do for apples in Halloween.
Hawk, I don't think you have to explain it because I don't think it's going to become a tradition.
Yeah, it could be. Could be.
Well, my face has never looked better.
Wow.
I mean, I just peeled off that white film later that day.
Yeah. I tried to tell you, it's good for your pores. It's supposed to help with wrinkles. Like, it'll tighten your face and everything.
It's good if you're poor. Well, that's even better.
That's not what I said.
Well, there are some unusual Easter traditions out there. You got Christmas. They have their trees. Easter has its eggs. Halloween has its pumpkins. But Easter trees are now apparently a thing.
Really?
If you've been on Pinterest at all, it's the Easter tree. I guess you just take your lights down off your Christmas tree and put up Easter stuff.
I've not been on Pinterest because they decided to randomly block my account. And it's been 6 months and I've not seen one cute haircut or cute outfit. And honestly, bringing it up is just really hurtful.
What did you do to get kicked off of Pinterest?
No.
That's a great question, Tom.
That gluten-free casserole she made probably made people
it could
sick.
Be
it
that.
Was a little watery, but they were fine.
Well, they have these on Pinterest or all over the internet if you want to look for the Easter tree. A fake tree is decorated with things like garlands, ornaments, plastic eggs, fake flowers, and stuffed animals.
I like it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's kind of festive. I guess you had to, maybe they had a Valentine's Day tree as well. They just keep the tree up all year.
But you keep saying that. I think Valentine's Day comes after Easter on the holidays, as far as importance.
Well, I agree.
So yeah. I don't think they had a Valentine's Day tree before.
Well, it's probably like when people bought that crazy expensive skeleton at Home Depot, and they were like, I'm getting my money's worth. So then it turned into the Santa Claus skeleton, and then he was the Valentine's Day skeleton. They just left him up year-round.
Oh, well, there you go. Easter bunny skeleton.
Okay. Just get some really big ears.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, maybe they can do that with the trees, too, and have a Columbus Day tree, a groundhog tree, and go throughout the year.
Columbus Day is Indigenous Peoples Day now.
Oh, sorry. Also, have you heard about this one? You know about Elf on the Shelf. We have the famous song we play each year here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
You have a skeleton for him, too?
No. It's Peep on a Perch is what it is. You put peeps on your fireplace, little perch, and it watches to see if the kids are good during the Easter season.
Rats. Okay, that's pushing
ants.
It.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Wouldn't that cause ants?
I don't think so.
If they're real peeps.
Well, if you're only up there for a week, that ain't going to cause ants to come into your house.
I don't know, man. Spill a Coke on your counter and watch what happens.
I've got tons of junk on my counter and floor right now, and I'm good.
You got a good pest control company.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
But you got peeps on a perch. So you could do that all year long, too, as well. Maybe have, I don't know, Earth Day peeps. You know, why don't we have peeps year round? You think about that. We don't.
They're gross.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't like them.
Takes a year to realize, oh, I don't like those. And you see them and you're like, oh, those look good again.
They're worried about plastic bottles in our landfill. How long does it take for those to decompose?
Okay.
Well, if you eat them, I think they go pretty quick.
Who eats them?
I do.
Gross.
All right. Another unusual thing in the fancy neighborhoods, apparently they hire feng shui experts to hide Easter eggs.
Holy crap. That's some rich people with no common sense.
I guess so. Some people actually have Easter egg rolls.
Like, you know, egg rolls like we eat at the Chinese restaurants?
Oh, that sounds good.
Easter egg rolls.
Uh-huh. I'd go for that.
Do you put the peeps in the egg roll?
I don't think you do.
I was just thinking that. I'm like, well, depending on what's in it, is it a normal egg roll? I'll eat it.
You know what? I was just thinking Kentucky Fried Peeps. It'd be like chicken. Extra crispy. But no, Easter egg rolls are a tradition for some people. My redneck friends, they had Easter kegs sometimes. Much easier to find.
Yeah.
They party a little bit too much.
They probably still have a hard time finding it, though.
Yeah. And then I have some Easter traditions that never caught on.
Mm-hmm.
Some Easter traditions never caught on, like a stuffed bunny with dressing and gravy for the meal each year.
Bunnies aren't real big. It's hard to feed your whole family with just
one. People do eat rabbits.
Oh, I know. My wife grew up eating them.
It's like the Cornish hens. You just have to have a whole one for the whole family.
Right.
One for each person.
Yeah, I guess so. But well, you got the gravy and dressing on the side.
He used to raise them, and they would, you know, but I think they had more than one in a setting.
Okay. Yeah. You got the bunny hop dance with the family. That's an Easter tradition that never caught on. It's always fun to do, you know, you got the chicken dance, which is fun to do at weddings and stuff. But the bunny hop, have you seen that one? That ain't fun because you're actually exercising and you're hopping around like a bunny. Okay. And then what else do I have here? Oh, hiding grandma's teeth that never caught on.
Oh.
Yeah. And then bunny juggling. All these never caught on.
You're juggling the bunnies?
I guess
or the
so, yeah.
The bunny is juggling.
It's kind of like the one that we did this Torture Tuesday. It's Torture Tuesday. It's like that. It's never going to catch on, bobbing for bunnies.
Mm. It should. For Easter breakfast. So that way when you get through bobbing, you could just scramble the eggs.
Oh, yeah. And you can just be like, no, it's not snot. It's that weird yolk thing. It's fine. Just eat
just
it.
Just scramble them.
And I did hear if you want to be healthy during the Easter season and eat the Cadbury eggs, just eat the white part of the Cadbury eggs. Don't eat the yolk part of them.
The one that's just plain sugar.
Yeah. trying to help during the Easter season.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Where should you live if you want to have the best mental health? It turns out there's a big difference in the cities or in a more rural country area.
I will say that's a good thing about it here in the upstate. Mm-hmm. It's not as like, you know, all the pollution and all that stuff. It's like a...
Well, this is your mental health.
Okay.
So I'm just saying there's a big difference in your mental health, not just your physical health.
Well, I'm talking about like you can go outside without choking and get relaxed on a swing and get away from it all.
That clear mountain air. But I actually read the beach is like living within 30 minutes of a beach.
I would see how that could be true. In this case, they just looked at cities versus rural areas, and they found that you are 40% more likely to have a mood disorder if you live in the city.
Shut up, Tom.
You're 20% more likely to have an anxiety issue if you live in the city. And the researchers say it's probably because cities are just too stimulating. All the noise and stimulation keeps your mind in a constant state of fight or flight. It's constantly having to assess all these noises and bright lights. Are they just an advertisement? Is it something I need to pay attention to? And it's a low level, but your brain is constantly in the background keeping up with all of this.
Yeah, Cato lives in the city. You can kind of tell.
I don't live. I think he's referring to like downtown tall buildings. I still live in a neighborhood with houses, you know.
You so just it's, downtown Greenville.
It's pretty quiet.
Now, for me, I can see cows out my window.
So, don't you talk about your neighbors?
No, I'm not talking about neighbors. It's like it's very peaceful out there. If I lived by the beach, I'd fall asleep all the time because of that sound, you know, because I got a sound machine at home and it's the beach. and I just fall asleep. It's relaxing.
Well, I would find the beach to be relaxing too, and I do like that sound.
I do have a problem with the beach, and that's sand. Getting sand all over the place, that is not relaxing, and you get it in crevices that you didn't know you had, and then you track it into your car, and you got sand on the bottom of your car. It's everywhere.
See, I don't even mind it because I'm like, ooh, exfoliating. I just rub it in. Oh, I'm wow. like, get those layers of skin.
Yeah.
And I close my crevices, so I know
that would stress me out. Well,
besides, yeah, I would think the beach would be more relaxing than stressful in the long haul.
Yeah.
But everyone's different. But they say also that whenever it comes to where should you live, they say wherever you have the greatest peace of mind. So some people might convince themselves it's the city, but more likely either a beach or rural area, somewhere like that is probably actually going to give you more peace of mind.
I don't know. Now, I did grow up in the country, and I was still a pretty moody teenager. I know it's shocking because I'm such a ray of sunshine, but
I will say this, don't get on the internet and give your peace of mind because that causes stress.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I always said, you know, I would like to live in the country, retire in the country because I certainly don't want to drive over 30 minutes to get to work or whatever. But I think about, the bears, the more snakes than
raccoons,
I have already.
Possums, but yeah, critters.
Which I have some critters in my yard now, but at least there's a lot of other yards. It's not just my property I got to deal with.
You know,
and of course, Jason, Friday the 13th.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, he stay away from summer camp. Should be fine.
But he lives in the woods, though.
But it was a summer camp.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but you think about the big cities like Atlanta, New York. Those people commute. Like, you know, they can go. They can stay in the same city and drive for an hour and still be in the same city on their commute. So that's got to be stressful, doing that twice a day.
Yeah, people here drive a pretty good trip sometimes.
Yeah, but I mean, we complain about traffic, and then you go to one of those cities, and you're like, oh, this is real traffic.
Yeah, when you get into Atlanta, the six lanes, every lane slowing down, and you still got an hour to get to Atlanta.
Hey, you folks in Asheville, I don't see how you do it. And those people, whoever's in charge of the roads up there, because it's been forever, 26. And it's always a pain.
Yeah.
Well, they say that a lot of times, too, that the fresh air and being outside more, in addition to the fact of just the scenery of, like, how pretty it is, tends to help your frame of mind, and so you end up being more mentally healthy in a rural area.
I will say this, though. If you are out during allergy season and you're breathing in that pollen, that makes you cranky, and your eyes are itchy.
And you're green.
Your throat's itchy. You're just cranky.
Either you live in the city or you're just not going to be happy.
I'm kind of with Hawk, though. The idea of looking out my window and seeing cows, like, I've never passed cows on the road and not been happy. I'm always like, cows! Uh-huh. Like, I've never seen them before.
Do you go, moo?
Well, no, I tell them, move.
Are they on the road?
What are you, driving in the field?
Hey, you know what? They were in the road where I grew up. We lived in the country, and they had the cattle farmers, and they would have, like, certain times a day, usually be during, you know, rush hour traffic, which would be two or three cars. But the cows, like the ducks, you know, the geese sometimes, they go across the road here, and, like, everybody stops. They would do that with cows, like 95 cows out there.
They do, and then the farmers on the tractors with the long line of all of us behind. And I'm not even mad. I'm like, you working so hard. Good job. I'll be late to work. I don't care.
Slowing things down, but it is hard to get around them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are better times, better places.
I think I'd rather live in the city and be stressed.
City is pretty awesome.
What side are you on, Tori?
I don't know. Yeah. I just like everything.
Yeah. You're riding the fence this morning.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, with this Crank Call Thursday, let's wake up a bunch of spring breakers. You want to?
Yeah.
So we found this little hotel. It's not one of those, like, you know, where you check in at the front lobby and they've got elevators. It's more like the no-tell motel over in Easley.
But that's all the ones you can afford when you're in high school spring break.
So we know that spring breakers party hard, and they probably sleep way past 7:30 in the morning. So we're going to call this hotel, and I found out, we did a little experiment. But if you call this hotel and whenever the answering thing picks up, if you just dial a room number at random, it just dials right into that room. So we're just going to call random rooms and wake people up and see what people say if you get them up on spring break.
Okay, you be the hotel manager there.
All right.
So it's our Crank Call Thursday here on the Hawk and Tom Show, waking up spring breakers.
Thank you for calling the Impala Motel. Please hold. Your call is being transferred.
Hello?
Hi, this is room service. How are you doing this morning? We're calling to see how many towels you'd need today.
Okay. Try another room.
Calling the Impala Motel. Our office hours are from... Please hold. Your call is being transferred.
Hello?
Good morning and welcome to the Impala Hotel. This is Frank with room service. How are you enjoying your stay?
Just fine.
I was calling to see how many towels you'd need this morning.
Just one moment. Four.
Six. Six towels?
Yes.
How many soaps?
None.
No soaps?
No.
Stinky, stinky.
Brought our own.
Oh, I see. Now, are you not being kept up too late by any of the kids or anything, are you?
No, we're doing just fine on that.
Doing okay with that?
Uh-huh.
And you did have an early wake-up call, right?
Didn't have a wake-up call in.
Oh, I feel terrible then. I hope we didn't wake you.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay. Where do you go to school at, ma'am?
Don't.
Oh, you're just a chaperone?
Yes.
Oh, great. Well, we are so glad to have you with us at the hotel here, and we're glad the kids aren't bugging you too much.
All righty.
All right, we'll send those 8 towels up.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. Keep going. Do another one. Do another one.
All right.
Thank you for calling the Impala Motel. Please hold. Your call is being transferred.
Good morning. This is Frank with Impala Hotels with room service.
Yeah.
How are you enjoying your stay so far?
Fine.
Great. We're calling to see how many towels you'd like this morning.
About 6.
8 towels. Okay, we'll have 8 towels up. And how many soaps would you like?
Is somebody coming up now?
Oh, no. We won't send them up probably for at least another 5 minutes. Is that a problem?
Well, everybody's asleep.
Oh, really? I'm sorry. We had you down for an early wake-up call.
Did somebody call for an early wake-up? I don't think so. We didn't go to bed till 4.
Oh, my. That was you. Yeah, are you guys having a great time here?
Yeah, we are.
We did have a few complaints about some of the noise. Just wanted to make sure it wasn't bothering you or that it wasn't you.
No, what not?
Okay, that's
good. We've
been
in here eating pizza and watching TV, but...
Great. And did you enjoy the pizza? Was it from our room service?
No.
Oh, you ordered out. That's okay, though.
You guys have room service here?
Oh, yeah, we make great pizzas.
Well, how come I saw them eating Domino's down by the pool of Mike and those guys?
A lot of people do order out.
Oh.
Yeah. But, so you were hanging out with Mike and everyone?
No, I just saw them down there eating one day.
Yeah, they like the Domino's better, too. I don't blame you. Plus, Mike, you know, he's not really management material.
But they were eating pizza when we came in.
Yep. Well, so you've enjoyed your stay so far.
Uh-huh.
No rats, roaches, or anything like that?
Uh-uh.
Great. We'll send someone up with the towels right away. I mean, after, what time? Which you didn't really want them right now, did you?
No, late in the afternoon. We'll probably sleep till noon.
Okay, well, we'll send them up at the crack of noon.
All right.
All right. Thanks.
Frank is not good with numbers.
Oh, that's too funny.
Oh. All right, waking up spring breakers for you, crank call Thursday.
They were all nice except that one I hung up on.
I know, I know. 7:36.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, ask people, besides Christmas and birthdays, what are other days people give presents to kids? Apparently, Easter is on the list. The Easter Bunny's not only dropping off a basket for the kids, but 51% of parents give presents.
Our Easter basket used to have small gifts in it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's anything big. There's no bikes in our Easter basket.
If the Easter Bunny wants to bring me, like, an Apple Watch, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah. Well, you got the Easter Bunny giving presents, but also parents admitting to giving presents. Like, it's an Easter present for the kids. 57% of kids get up super early on Easter just to see what the Easter Bunny has brought them.
Yeah. See, the Easter Bunny brought us stuff, but my parents didn't buy us gifts on Easter. Other than, like, the clothes, the outfit.
Well, they asked parents, besides Christmas and birthdays, and Easter was number one, just to let you know. Next on the list, winning an award. 28% of parents give their kid a present for winning an award.
I can see that, I guess.
Mm-hmm. For being good, 28% of parents said that. So if you're good, I'll get you a present. You see that in the store sometimes.
I was going to say, when you take them somewhere.
Yeah, okay. If you're good, while we go eat, you know, I'm going to get you a present.
You know, I tend to spoil my kids with material things. It's kind of like my language of love.
Yeah.
But I will tell them when I'd be like, you know, you later on, maybe they'll bring home their 96 on their paper or they're get a report that they've been excellent, you know, conduct in school. And I'll say, this is why you get stuff. If this stopped, so would the gift. So you're earning it. You're not just getting it for no reason.
So if it stopped, you'd no longer love them.
I'd no longer get them gifts.
That's your language of love.
Oh, well, I have other languages I can speak to.
Okay, so number four on the list, the birth of a sibling. 16% of parents give a gift for that. So you got a little brother coming. I know Cato talks about his little brother when he came. He was not the youngest anymore.
I was excited when he got there until I realized I was not the baby, nor was I being babied.
And so the parents were like, hey, here's a gift. Maybe that will make it a little bit better.
It's like, it's your brother. You got to babysit this weekend.
That would have probably been a good idea, because then if you get this associated with the, like, oh, well, I did get that toy.
Uh-huh. What about when your sibling has a birthday? I've been to a relative's birthday for their daughter who was like, I don't know, five, or the son, and they had to buy the daughter just as many gifts as the son got for his birthday.
That's actually next on the list. Number five, they give a gift for a sibling's birthday. 14% of parents do that.
I used to do that with my nieces, but then my sister kept having babies, and I'm like, girl, I am not rich.
Yeah. We do that with our kids, but whenever one of them has a birthday, they get all their stuff, and the other one gets one present.
Which is what we did, and that was fine with two, and then three, it was a little, and now she's got four, and I'm like, your gift is that I'm here.
That's what I use.
Okay, Halloween. 14% of parents give gifts on Halloween.
Never done that.
I haven't either. It's always been candy for Halloween. Getting over an illness. 8% of parents will celebrate. And
I had a doctor one time. I had an infection in my elbow, and they had to do stuff. They numbed it up in the room and cleaned it and all. And so he had told me, you know how those ceiling tiles, they have the little tiles with all the dots in them?
Yeah.
He said, if you can count all the dots in that ceiling tile and get it right, I'll give you $5. So I was focused on that, and I came back. I don't know what the number was, but I'm sure he didn't either. And so I got $5 for the being good during that, I guess.
There you go. That was good.
He's a pretty clever doctor.
Well, and along the same lines, braving shots at the doctor's office or a trip to the dentist. 7% of parents will give their kid a gift after they have a good experience there.
And, you know, I think, like, Dr. Head, I think he has stuff like that. Yeah, and I know Parkside Pediatrics, they do. They have that little machine that you spin the dial and you get a toy.
Yeah, you get like those little bitty dollar toys, but like you get at McDonald's.
Little kids, that's a good thing.
Well, they used to all do suckers, and then you hit an age where they just don't give you that anymore. And I feel like now that I'm old enough to not only be at the doctor, but also paying for the doctor trip, I should get a sucker.
Yeah, well, and you probably have the same experience at the bank too. Like, where's my sucker?
will sit here in this line and hold everybody up.
I want a toaster oven. They used to give those out at the bank. You open a new account, you get some kind of appliance or something.
Really?
A coffee maker.
All right. Besides Christmas or birthdays, Tom, you're going to love this one. Other days parents give presents to kids. Valentine's Day.
Yep.
5% of parents do that.
Now, again, it wasn't us. It was the my parents. It was the Valentine's Day man.
Yeah. Came.
They're still looking for him.
He looked kind of like the guy on the Monopoly with that top hat, but he was skinnier and taller.
And did he have like a heart-shaped candy box with him and stuff?
Sometimes he would leave those in our basket or whatever we had.
Come here, kid. You want some candy?
Oh, no. I never thought of it like that. He did drive a white van.
Opens up his jacket. And he's like, come here.
So
that's where the candy is.
57% of kids, like I said, get up super early on Easter just to see what the Easter Bunny has brought them. I have the worst things to find in your Easter basket. Raisins, books, socks were mentioned, a real rabbit.
Oh, man, a kid would love that.
Yeah. They also said old Halloween candy, stickers and pencils, also something that the kids don't want in their Easter basket. And the final thing here is the Tom Steele swimsuit calendar. No one wants that in their basket, except maybe his wife.
No. I don't think she does either.
Did he know there was one?
I didn't either.
Was I the only one who enjoyed getting stationery from the Easter Bunny? I loved it.
Yes, you are.
It was so much fun.
Tom, I've been taking pictures of you at the beach.
Oh.
I was trying to do something for charity and get us some money.
Mm, that didn't work out,
did
it?
I guess not.
Yeah, charity said no.
No.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.